Now it's getting personal. A senior prime ministerial staffer has been dragged into the debate over 457 visas. The shadow treasurer, Joe Hockey, has questioned how Julia Gillard's communications director, John McTernan, was given a security clearance, given he's a British citizen, on a 457 skilled working visa. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, had previously accused the prime minister of demonising foreign workers. Julia Gillard said her opponent was trying to raise fear. This afternoon, the immigration minister revealed that rorting of the 457 visa scheme had led to what he called a few visa cancellations. Samantha Hawley reports from Canberra.
Immigration was always going to be a key election battleground, and debates already fierce and personal.
They're demonising people coming to this country and working from day one.
Let's remember, this is the man who has profited from fear, who's been out there warning people of a peaceful invasion.
I think there's been a lot of huffing and puffing from this government.
This is the man who, in the run-up to the 2010 campaign and almost every day since, has been out in the community, supported by his team, trying to raise fear.
Why is the Prime Minister trying to divide Australians? Why is she trying to divide Australians yet again?
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, and the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, at loggerheads over the 457 skilled visa program. The scheme gives jobs to skilled overseas workers if an Australian can't be found to do the work. But the government insists it's being rorted. And in a speech on the weekend, Julia Gillard said she had a plan to stop Australian workers being put at the back of the queue.
We inherited a system here from the former government that was riddled full of rorts.
Julia Gillard says people on 457 visas are taking the jobs of everyday Australians. Aren't there people in her office on 457 visas?
The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, decided to play the man. The Prime Minister's Communications Director, John McTernan, is a British citizen on a 457 skilled workers visa.
How did they get security clearance to access some of the most sensitive documents of Australia? I'm just surprised that there's no one else that is prepared to work in Julia Gillard's office other than someone who's on a 457 visa.
The Prime Minister's office issued a statement saying all members of staff must meet relevant security clearance requirements. During a press conference this afternoon, the Immigration Minister, Brendan O'Connor, was pushed to provide more details about just how widespread the alleged rorting of the visa scheme is.
There's been quite a few sanctions. There's been over 100 sanctions. There's been a few cancellations.
During the last financial year, just over 125,000 skilled visas were granted by the Gillard government. The independent MP, Rob Oakeshott, is less than impressed by the whole debate.
I think on the one hand we've got a party that's demonising foreign arrivals, and on the other we've got a party that's demonising foreign workers. And from my perspective, I think most people will see that as a pox on both.
On the issue of asylum seekers, the Shadow Attorney-General, George Brandis, has revealed a plan to have police and communities informed when asylum seekers move in hasn't been discussed by the coalition party room yet. That will intensify questioning about whether it was policy on the run. Senator Brandis spoke to Sky News.
Well, look, I haven't had a discussion with Mr Morrison about this particular matter. When I do, and when the Shadow Cabinet next meets, no doubt that matter will be addressed, but I'll leave the details of his announcement for him to comment on.
There's a confusing message coming from another policy area too. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, says a coalition government would scrap the carbon tax but keep some tax cuts and pension increases. But Joe Hockey says he can't promise anything.
I'm going to make promises? I'm sorry. You know, I can't look people in the eye here and make promises that we cannot deliver. I will not do it. I won't.
You're trying to get into the detail of which carbon tax compensation.
You are trying to get me to make promises based on information that is simply not available to you and me at the moment. You will see our final tax proposal after we see the books 10 days into the election campaign.
Preparing to back with?
Play word games.
The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, ending that report from Samantha Hawley.